Chevra, obviously we're excited for Lel Seder, for Pesach, and that was the Torah, the deepest of Torahs of the longer shir, but we have to realize it's Shabbos Kodesh, we're preparing for tonight as well. We can't not prepare with the Halakha Parashah, Parashat Tzav, but we'll connect it to Pesach a little bit as well. Beginning of the Parashah talks about the avodah of Trumas Hadesha and of removing the ashes from the Mizbeach. The Hoitzias Hadesha. And the Pasuk says, Upashat es begodav, v'lovash begodim acherim, v'hoitzias Hadesha. Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet. That the Kohen has to remove his clothing and put on other clothing when he removes the ashes. So you might think, why is that? You don't want to dirty the Big Day Kahuna and the ashes. There's an incredible Rashi here. Rashi says, to change, you think this is a pasuk in the Torah. You think this is a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah, because the Eibush like every other mitzvah. So Rashi says, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rash Moshe picks up on this, Ein zu chayva el derech eretz. It's not that this is a chayv like any obligation that Hashem wants you to do this. It's just pashut derech eretz. Shol yilach lech bo tzos hadeshem begodim shum shamish ben tamid. The same clothing that you wear to serve Hashem, to bring karbanos, to do avodah of kedusha, avodah of a kohen, you can't wear those same clothing to take out the garbage. You can't. It's just derech eretz. It's just poshut derech eretz. It goes on. Rashi continues. But the Rash Moshe says from here, we see from here, the Derech Eretz is mamish a din. Having proper Derech Eretz is a din. It's a chayv itself. And we learn how to act through being a nice, good person. Happens, by the way, on a tangent, Rav Moshe say, that's why it's so important to wear something, a beged meyuchad l'tfila. I know many wear a davening jacket, a hat, a gartel, but definitely to wear something different. I'm going to all day walk around and do errands and do shoot some hoops and do whatever we do in our life, and then I walk into mincha dressed the same way. You have to have something different when you're facing the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's just derech, pashut derech eretz. To wear something nice for tefila. It's so pashut. I don't know what I mean. Again, whatever way you particularly do it, whether it's a davening jacket, whether it's also a hat, whether it's a gartel, whether it's, I don't know, but in Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim, they put on ties for davening. It seems a little strange to us, it's not what we're used to, but there's something beautiful about that. I'm walking into davening, I'm going to dress exactly the same way as I'm just driving around and doing, picking up groceries, which are all beautiful things, but then I'm going to walk in and it's derech eretz. But more importantly, what our focus is, this idea of derech eretz is a chayv, is our life. I don't need to be told derech eretz. To be a nice person, to be a caring person, to be an empathetic person, to put others above myself. It's a big yisod. Maybe the biggest. So I was thinking, this is a famous story. You know, this is a story maybe everybody here heard, but this story needs chazar v'yir. Everyone should tell this over their seder. If you don't tell this over your seder, then your seder is missing out. Then everyone of your seder is missing out. The temes. You know, I know Shmuel and Yosef, was it last night, 2 nights ago? When were you by Mansi? 2 nights ago, you went to Davin by the Skolana Rebbe, Zechatar Kosh Brach. It's Kedai to go. You know, we have a few Mekomis Kedai Shemir where you can feel B'chinas Eretz Yisrael. One, we have the schus to be 10 minutes away in Davin by the oil. But then you could drive an hour and be in Kodesh Kedoshim in the Vision Cemetery by the Skolana Rebbe, Zechatar Kosh Brach. By the both school and Rebbe Zichra and by the Ribnitzer, and other tzaddikim, you feel it. It's kedai for us stuck in Chutzarts. We need it. We need to feel b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. Chazal tell us when you daven by Kibbutz Tzaddikim, it's like you're standing in Maros Hachpel and Chevrum. So school and Rebbe Zichra Tzadik Hashvracha Lezer Zusha, who was nifter already in the early 1980s. So right after the Holocaust, Pesach 1945, right when the Holocaust ended, he was stuck in this town that was a Russian-governed town in Bukovina. And he said to himself, we need to have matzahs for Pesach. And he somehow was able to put together a makeshift matzah factory and bake some matzahs. But he was only going to give because he wasn't able to. It wasn't some mass production. Imagine, this is the first Pesach after the Holocaust. Imagine what this was. So he was going to give every single person 3 matzahs. So you have 3 matzahs for at least the one Seder, 3 matzahs. Everyone should have matzahs. And he was giving everybody, even big rebbes that were coming to him, 3 matzahs. Everyone gets 3 matzahs. Rav Moshe Hager, Zeche Tzadik Levracha, the son of the Sarah Vision to Rebbe, Rav Baruch Zatzal. So Rav Moshe comes to him for matzahs, and he gives him 3 matzahs. Moshe says, no, I need 6 matzahs. I'm giving everybody 3 matzahs, so everyone, more people should have. My father told me I can't leave unless you give me 6 matzahs. Sklener Rebbe says, if the Sarah Vision to Rebbe must be something, Mami, she's going to change the world with these extra matzahs. How could I hold them back? And he gives him, he's the only person he gives 6 matzahs to. This was maybe a week before Pesach. Erev Pesach, the Sarah Vision to Rebbe, Rav Baruch, he calls in his son, Rav Moshe. He says, Rav Moshe, take these 3 matzahs back to the Sklener Rebbe. What are you doing, Tati? First you made me push. I mamish felt so wrong. I'm pushing the tzaddik who's going out of his way, sacrificing for all these matzahs to give me 3 more. And now we're just to give them back to him? Really? Just go, please, just go. So he listens to his father, Kivir Abim. He takes the matzahs, he goes back to Sklener Rebbe. He knocks on the door, Sklener Rebbe comes. He says, my father sent these to you. And Sklener Rebbe takes the matzahs, mamish starts crying. Father sent these to me. You have no idea. Incredible. So he says, why are you crying? What's this all about? What's going on here? The Sklener Rebbe explains that he had 3 matzahs left for himself as well. But then that morning, a yid came to the door looking for matzahs and he couldn't bake anymore. So he gave away his own 3 matzahs to this yid. So this yid should have matzahs. So now I have matzahs for Pesach and he's crying, thanking Rav Moshe Hager. The foresight of the Seraphim's Rebbe to know what a tzaddik the Sklener Rebbe was. So he took the 6 matzahs knowing that the Sklener Rebbe is not going to give away his last 3 matzahs so he can give them back to him. Incredible. Every part of the story, every chilek of the story is incredible. This story is more incredible than the miracle of the story of that we told earlier tonight. That's a miracle. Because this is the godless of Adam. Godless of Bar Alma? That's push it. The godless of the Sklener Rebbe, the godless of the Seraphim's Rebbe. These are miracles. These are bigger miracles. Much bigger miracles. But what do you see from the story, Mamish? It's the Torah of this Rashi of the Drash Moshe. He had a chayiv to do, to eat matzahs lel seder. Derech eret kodmo le Torah. I'm giving my matzahs to this other yid. I care about you more than I care about myself. Putting others above ourselves. Don't forget that. We're going to be together with our mishpachas 3-day yontif. It's long. It's exciting, but it's long. And we know how things go in our houses with our siblings and our parents. Let's be real. We're the biggest mensch in the world. Suddenly we step into our house, and I don't know, something happens, something changes, right? We would never talk like nothing. Derech Eretz Kadmol Torah. Parashat Tzav is the parasha as we go into this Heilige Yontif to teach us at the beginning this lesson that Derech Eretz is a chayf. Lal Seder, make sure we have Derech Eretz, our midos, the way we treat every person, giving to others, caring for others. That's Chus will be Zoyche, not just to be Zoyche, as we spoke earlier, to be uplifted and feel like we're in Har HaBayis and be a Kohen. Let's remember, it's this night that we also yearn for the ultimate Gula, because we're not there yet. We don't know if we're going to bring a Karban Pesach. We started Minog, it's the start of Sudo, eating eggs, because the eggs is Avelus. The eggs is Avelus. Is mourning because I don't have a carbon Pesach. I'm an egg on the Seder plate. I don't have a carbon Pesach. So we have to rectify the sinas chinam to bring Pesach Migdash. Derech Eretz Kadmo L'Torah. Through all the Derech Eretz we're going to have, all the Midas we're going to have, B'zoichet, not just have a Heilige Pesach, but the Gula Shleim with Mishkan Kenu, Bimhera Bimena, Behelge Shabbos Kodesh, Chakosh Meach, of Simcha and Bracha.
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos
Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh